I'm Lily Knepp, the regional reporter for Blue Ridge Public Radio. We are here at BPR West today with Jonah Lossie, who is a reporter for the Cherokee One Feather. Thanks so much for being here with me today, Jonah.
Absolutely, and thank you so much for having me.
There will be a special election for Tribal Council for the Eastern Band of Cherokee, which you cover. Tribal Council is the governing body of that sovereign nation. And right now there are two seats that need to be filled. So tell me just really briefly, why are those seats vacant?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are two positions that need to be filled, one for the Painttown community and one for the Wolftown community. Former representatives Tommy Sanook, who unfortunately passed away recently, and Representative Bill Taylor, who resigned following an incident where he was charged with a domestic violence issue, and that is currently being handled in court and has a bench trial set for January.
And you've been covering that in court. What has it been like going to a tribal court for that?
It's intense. Tribal court, specifically for myself, having grown up in Cherokee, it's interesting, and it's something that we try to handle with the utmost respect because we don't want to slander anybody's names or anything of that nature. But when a member of the community as significant as Representative Taylor comes up, it needs coverage.
Having these seats open is what has required this special elections. Do you know when the last one was?
I actually put a feeler out to my office, and nobody in the Cherokee One Feather offices could remember or recollect a special election to fill this kind of position before. And I've sent out a request to TOP and the tribe to see if they can offer me some information. But that's well over 20 years of experience, and we've never seen this before. Typically, when there is a seat held open, it is often just left alone until the tribal council elections, because they are so frequent. They occur every 2 years, so this is a rare occurrence, but there's over a year left with two seats, and they decided it was necessary to fill those.
So there's two seats, one for Painttown, one for Wolftown / Big Y. Does that mean just the voters in those districts are able to vote for each candidate? Talk me through a little bit of the logistics of who can run for the seat and who can vote.
It is community only. There are six distinct communities in Cherokee, and with these two, it's going to be just the community members in those residential areas.
So there are two seats open right now, and the candidates who are hoping to fill those two seats have already been confirmed. There are 17. That's a lot of people for two seats. Tell me about some of the people that are running.
Yeah, it's hard to say because there are 17. I won't go into specific detail about anybody in particular, but you have a whole host of characters from former politicians who have held the seat before to current tribal employees, retired representatives. It's a really interesting field with both names that are really well known in the community, while some that might be of a higher education that might be coming in later. It's really interesting. I'd say it's really impossible to say who has a leg up because you really don't know in these elections.
So in a special election like this, are you expecting a big turnout from the community to vote?
Honestly, I'm expecting a pretty low turnout, just considering there isn't a huge amount of turnout in any given tribal council election, as is. You're looking at figures typically below 40%. And so given this is a special election, I would expect to see it probably around the same.
Voting starts on December 15th. When will the winners be announced?
It'll honestly be day of is what we're expecting.
Is there anything else you want to add, Jonah?
I don't believe so. It's best of luck to everybody involved, both voters and the candidates themselves. And thank you for having me.
Thank you.